the list today, study DUI laws. I think we've got a big problem with that. I know with the Xanthopoulos building just outside of my district and Representative Heiner's, I can very, very much speak that that will be towards the top of my list.
On Senate
but
Joint 10,
Mr. Chairman,
please.
What I want to stress here today is that there is a process, and we are in that process. So to vote against these resolutions based on the fact that, oh, there won't be all the money and we're spending money like drunken designers, I think is a red herring of an argument, and I think it demeans the process and the legislature as a whole. Let's work to rebuild our image in the eyes of the people of Montana, not continue to tear it down.
Is there further consideration of Senate Joint Resolution 10, Representative Taylor?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I will reserve my comments to Senate Joint Resolution 10, Study Uninsured Motorist Solutions.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I'm sorry I didn't before. There's a great audit. The punishment for not having an insured car the very first time is something like $350, whereas getting insurance for some of these people is $500. So that is one of the main reasons that people, it's better to face the penalty one time than it is to go out and get insurance. And then before, years ago, when the state of Montana had a provision that you couldn't get your car registered without insurance, people would get insurance, register their car, then walk back to the insurance office and cancel it. So those are some of the problems that we have in the state of Montana. If you go down to the legislative auditor's office, he is part of our process. He will show you an audit that has several possible solutions. It talks about things other states are doing, real-time identification of an uninsured motorist for the benefit of the highway patrol, which right now is extremely expensive, although the technology is coming down in price, and pretty soon we will be able to afford that. So what I think I'm trying to say is, our legislative auditor did a wonderful study on uninsured motorist solutions. And I would suggest if anyone is interested in studying uninsured motorist solutions, they walk down a couple of flights of stairs and pick up the audit. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would. I really was interested in the discussion here. I didn't realize that this had been talked about in the past, and I certainly couldn't support some kind of idea where the burden of insurance would fall on all of us that already buy insurance. That would not make any sense to me whatsoever. However, I do believe there are ways to address this problem where we get to the root of the problem, which is the person that simply does not choose to buy insurance. And I can think of several avenues that could be pursued to do just that. And in some cases, the damage done to the other person's car is probably less than the fine would be for not carrying insurance, yet those people still think it's all right to just laugh in your face and walk away from the accident. That is part of the situation we need to deal with. So hopefully you could see your way to give this resolution a green light, and we'll take our shot. Thank you very much.
The question now arises on the motion of Representative Baggio that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 10, that I recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chairman, Representatives Heinert and Ripley have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will read the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 have voted aye, 51 have voted no.
Senate Joint Resolution 10 has failed to be concurred in second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 13. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Senate Joint Resolution number 13, introduced by Smith, a joint resolution of the Senate and House of Representatives of the State of Montana, requesting an interim study to evaluate methods and recommend ways to add value to Montana agricultural products by redevelopment of a food processing industry. and requiring the final results of the study to be reported to the 61st legislature. Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Joint Resolution 13. What is your pleasure, Representative Lambert?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration Senate Joint Number 13, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members of the body, you know, I can remember when my first child was born, I was a little shaky, but I rise today in sheer terror because I have actually voted no on several of your other resolutions. But I do want to emphasize that agriculture, of course, is still Montana's number one product. And so, therefore, it's very important that we do a study. Maybe I better face the front. That we do a study to figure out how to make even more money for Montana. 50 years ago, 85% of the food Montanans ate was grown and processed in the state. Now that figure is only 10 to 15%. Mr. Chairman and members of the body, that really says it all. We need to get back to our grassroots. Let's keep Montana food in Montana. Please vote green. And I don't reserve the right to close.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has waived. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Lambert that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 13 that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chairman, Representatives Heinert and Ripley have voted no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 60 have voted aye, 40 have voted no.
Senate Joint Resolution 13 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 24. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Senate Joint Resolution number 24, introduced by Laszlovich by request of the Senate Judiciary Standing Committee. A joint resolution of the Senate and House of Representatives of the state of Montana requesting an interim study to assess prison population growth and non-prison treatment alternatives for certain nonviolent offenders. Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Joint Resolution 24. What is your pleasure, Representative McGilvery?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 24, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chairman.
Representative McGilvery.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, this is a resolution which I think is the resolution of all resolutions. It actually addresses four or five of the previous resolutions. Because if you notice in the whereas clauses, like line 11, that an estimated 10% in that Montana's adult correction population grew by an estimated 10% in 2005, second highest nationally. Line 13, where we've, the 2009 biennium spending an increase of 38% on corrections. Line 17. Disheartening and discouraging and dismaying statistic, 92.4% of all offenders assigned to pre-release facilities have been diagnosed with chemical dependency and substance abuse issues, mental illness, or both. I think, members of the committee, you would be agreeing with me that these are disheartening facts. And I think what most of us know also that when we send an individual to the state penitentiary, it's about $27,000 a year to incarcerate them. This study that's proposed by Senator Laszlovich, whom you all know and love, suggests that we study this issue to see if for nonviolent offenders that there's a better alternative, that perhaps there might be alternatives for treatment and assistance that can treat them more effectively than prison and be so more cost-effective than prison. Um, Again, I think that this study resolution is very important, and that's why I supported it in Judiciary Committee. I hope that you'll support it as well, and vote green on it, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Representative Hawk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I normally don't get up on bills, let alone Senate joint resolutions. As you notice, I vote against them most of the time. But this particular resolution, I think, we need to have. If there's anything that we need to study, I think this is it. We definitely need to get a handle on why our prison population continues to expand at a rate exceeding the national average. So I would appreciate a yes vote on this one. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative McGilvery that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 24, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Heinert has voted aye. Representative Ripley has voted no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 76 have voted aye, 24 have voted no.
Senate Joint Resolution 24 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 26. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Senate Joint Resolution number 26, introduced by Libel, a joint resolution of the Senate and House of Representatives of the State of Montana requesting an interim study on the laws relating to zoning and land use planning. Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Joint Resolution 26. What is your pleasure, Representative Nooney?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to pass for the day.
Without objection, so ordered.
We were ready.
Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee rise and report.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. So ordered.
Mr. Speaker, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
I move adoption of the committee report.
Thank you, Scott. Good job. You've heard the motion to move the adoption of the committee report. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 61 have voted aye, 5 have voted no.
The committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Phillips. Representative Hendrick.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be off the record, excuse me, Mr. Speaker. I would like to be off the record and out of the chair, or off the chair. You know what I mean. No, you already broke the chicken's head off. No. Mr. Speaker, it gives me a great honor to introduce a past legislator who is my reason for being here, Sylvia Bookout Renke, and her husband, Norm Renke, who also served as a guard here for many few years.
Welcome back to the House.
Speaker.
Representative O'Hara.
Mr. Speaker, may I stay off the off the record and out of the journal, please?
So ordered.
For purposes of introducing a friend of mine, Jim Taylor, up there. He's a good friend from Great Falls, and I'd like to welcome him to the House.
Welcome to the House. Go to order business number 9, motions. Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move that Senate Bill 281 by Senator Balliot simplify income taxation for married couples filing individually be referred to the House Appropriations Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move that Senate Bill 514 by Senator Balliot to revise individual income tax related to interest, penalty, and federal tax refunds be referred to the House Appropriations Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would also move that the Speaker be authorized to appoint a conference committee to meet with a light committee from the Senate to confer on Senate amendments to House Bill 25.
Speaker points without objection. Representative Olson, Representative Lang, Representative Wilson. Further motions? Seeing none, we'll go to order business number 12, announcement of committee hearings. Representative Sundrud.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Appropriations will meet at 3:30. Do executive action at 4 o'clock. We got one bill here.
Thank you. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Federal Relations, Energy, and Telecommunications will meet immediately upon adjournment in room 172.
Thank you. Representative Shore.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Education Committee will meet immediately upon adjournment. We've got some executive action to do.
Thank you. Further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand adjourned until tomorrow at...
8. 8 o'clock would be good.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m. Mr. Speaker.
Want 9? It'll be 8. You've heard the motion, Representative Lang. All those in favor for 8 o'clock will say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
The two-hour lobbyist rule is now in effect in the House. Lobbyists will be admitted to the House floor at 5 o'clock.